Palestinian leaders are asking for international help in holding presidential elections in January as they prepare to replace Yasser Arafat. In light of Arafat's death this month, Secretary of State Colin Powell and several European foreign ministers are heading to the Middle East in hopes of restarting the peace process. In Israel, meantime, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he intends to go ahead with his plan for an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza next year. Sharon's critics in Israel say Arafat's death has created a new reality. Some are calling on Sharon to put the withdrawal on hold indefinitely, while others say the prime minister should seize the chance to renew negotiations with the Palestinians. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The Israeli government this week opened a new internet site for the 8,000 Jewish settlers in Gaza who will have to leave their homes under the terms of what Sharon calls his disengagement plan. Online, the settlers can do most of the paperwork needed to get compensation for their homes in Gaza. There's even a calculator that figures out how much compensation each family will get, between $200,000 and $300,000 in most cases. The Israeli official in charge of compensation, Yonatan Bassi, said between a quarter and a third of the settlers in Gaza have approached his office about compensation. Many have done so secretly, he said, fearing criticism from their neighbors who are still fighting the withdrawal. Part of their argument is that Yasser Arafat's death has changed the situation. Eitan Ben-Sur, a former director general of the Israeli Foreign Ministry, says too many things are unclear. Will whoever wins the Palestinian elections fight terrorism? Who will take over in Gaza if Israel withdraws? Will there be chaos in Gaza? Ben-Sur says Sharon should put everything on hold.
So now we have to allow time and wait and see before we continue with the dubious move that might end up with a chaotic Gaza, with the danger of terror rather getting nearer and approaching us.
But other analysts say Arafat's death could make the pullback easier to arrange. Until now, Sharon has refused to negotiate any of the details of his plan with the Palestinian Authority. While Arafat was alive, Sharon declared loudly and often that Israel had no partner for peace talks. Hirsch Goodman of the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies says Sharon is now more likely to coordinate the withdrawal with the Palestinian leadership.
Electricity, water, ports, airport, border crossings, the crossing borders with goods, goods coming in, goods coming out. These are all things that have to be negotiated, including what do you do with the settlements? Do you tear them down? Do you leave them up? Do you hand over schools? Do you hand over public buildings? There's a lot to be coordinated.
Coordinating with the Palestinians, says Goodman, means there are fewer chances for violence during the Israeli withdrawal. He says the combination of Arafat's death, President Bush's re-election, and Prime Minister Sharon's commitment to the Gaza withdrawal could revive prospects for a peace settlement with the Palestinians. But, he says, Israelis must first become convinced that the Palestinians are willing to crack down on violence.
The biggest danger to this all, though, is anarchy. Everybody and their mother is walking around with a weapon. This is a similar situation to Iraq. And unless the Palestinian Authority can collect those weapons from people who aren't authorized to have them, no government is going to be able to take control there.
Polls show a clear majority of Israelis support the unilateral Gaza pullback. But over the past 4 years of violence, Israelis have become skeptical that the Palestinians are willing to take the steps necessary for a comprehensive peace deal. Gerald Steinberg of Bar-Ilan University says Arafat's death is unlikely to affect that skepticism.
Sharon's view, which I think is largely the Israeli consensus view, is that the obstacles to a peace process, a peace agreement, go much deeper than just Arafat and the terrorism that he led, the incitement, the hatred. It goes much deeper than that. It's much more broadly reflected across Palestinian society.
Most analysts say that with Arafat's death, Israelis see the Gaza withdrawal as a test for the Palestinians. If Gaza remains quiet, Israelis will be more willing to resume full-fledged peace talks. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.